On his 15th birthday in 1963, as one of the nation's most honored Boy Scouts, future filmmaker David Lynch was seating guests at the inauguration of President Kennedy. He seemed the typical product of an idealized Norman Rockwell middle American life. He'd grow up to create some of the most disturbing views of mainstream American life that film and television have seen in recent decades. It's a dichotomy in its character that has fascinated documentary filmmaker John Nguyen, who looks at the director's early life and his art in the documentary David Lynch, The Art Life. The film's showing at the Honolulu Museum of Art later this week, and John is with us in our studio. Good morning, John.
Aloha.
This is really one of the most fascinating filmmakers we've had in the last few decades, in large part because of a sort of a seeming dichotomy contradiction in his character. Do you think that's part of it?
Absolutely. I mean, David Lynch is one of America's leading auteurs.
Yeah.
And I think his themes, like you said, the dichotomy between good and evil, or the beauty of small-town America and the underbelly, is a theme that I see throughout a lot of his works.
Well, most people would know the television series Twin Peaks, typical small town with this grisly murder, and everyone in this on the surface as a, you know, wholesome American type, but everyone with a grim secret, it would seem.
Yes. That's one of the goals of our, you know, people that know David Lynch, he's always very reluctant to talk about the meanings behind his films.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the obstacles that we had to overcome when doing a film about David Lynch.
Yeah.
So we had to kind of go about it a roundabout way and focus on his early life to try to get clues to understanding his films better.
What kind of clues did you find?
Oh, that, you know, the film opens up where David says that the experiences that he has colors everything that he does in his art and his films. And we hear these little stories about from his youth that really have become scenes in his films.
Scenes that he, you know, something that really penetrated really deeply into his consciousness.
Yeah, things that affected him.
And not so much on not so much on a level of thought as on a level of pure experience.
Yes, huh? Absolutely.
So how does one, you know, in later in life as an artist, how does one take, you know, because we all have those childhood very meditative experiences, but how does that translate into art, you know, that other people can understand or at least be provoked by?
Yeah, I mean, David uses his personal life, Lynch uses his personal life to gather inspiration from.
Mm-hmm. And so how do you sort of take that and, you know, that's what every artist faces, right? How do I take the things that I feel deeply and make it make sense to someone else?
Yeah, that's what sets David Lynch apart from other filmmakers, I think, is that he's a very gifted artist.
Well, the very fact that he doesn't want to explain his art tells you something about it, that he wants to create this very enigmatic vibe, and he certainly has done that.
Yeah, you know, he likes to leave things open for interpretation, because I think once he explains certain things, then it becomes solidified.
Yeah.
And it's nicer for the viewers to be able to walk out of his films with their own ideas of meanings and why things happened.
Well, if you explain too much, you've obliterated the process of understanding a work of art. You've done all the work for the viewers, so why should they bother to do any work on their own, right?
Yes, yes.
How'd you go about making this movie? What was involved?
Well, 12 years ago, I didn't know David Lynch, but I contacted a friend of mine who was his assistant on Mulholland Drive and asked him if he would ask Lynch if I could make a film about him. And he said, you know, he kind of laughed and said, oh, there's no way. David's very private. And I said, oh, well, just do me a favor, ask him anyways. And he called back a couple days later, saying, you're not going to believe it, but David agreed to let us make a film about him.
Even though he'd never met you?
No, he hadn't met me.
He had met you?
No, he hadn't. No.
So why do you think he did?
Maybe because I had the audacity to ask him.
Yeah.
Or I think I went through a friend of his whom he trusted.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, together him and I produced and directed these films.
Trust would be a huge issue in a project of this nature.
Trust is key. I mean, it took us a while to get Lynch took me a while to get Lynch to warm up to the idea. I remember on our first film, which was during the making of Inland Empire, we would ask David questions, and he sat across from us with his arms crossed, smoking a cigarette, giving very terse answers.
Mm-hmm.
And finally he said, you know, pick up the camera, follow me, you'll know what the film is about when it's over.
Mm-hmm.
And from that point to the latest film, The Art Life, our relationship with David has really grown.
Mm-hmm.
And he's learned to trust us and open up a lot more. It took, you know, almost a decade for him to get to this point. And we waited patiently.
You know, for someone like you, a biographer, interviewer, in the process of trying to get someone to open up, there's a lot of being tested involved where, you know, can I trust this guy? How far can I take this? You know, how revealing can I be, right?
Yes. I mean, but it was David had to be honest, and we were also honest.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't manipulate his story, and he didn't, you know, manipulate us. So it was a long process.
I suspect if you had done anything that smacked of manipulation, that would have ended it right there.
Yes, he would have. He would have said something to us. But, you know, he never censored anything in this film. So,
did you get the impression of him as someone who was extremely just tuned in, aware of nuances of behavior around, how people are acting, what's going on around him?
Yes, I think so. David, he's been in business for a very long time, so he's very sensitive to everything. It was hard to interview him because he's gone, for the last four decades, he's been interviewed by the leading publications.
Mm-hmm.
So, we had to kind of approach it very differently.
And I'm interviewed by all the leading publications, and I'm sure royally sick of the questions they would ask him.
Yeah, so with this documentary, instead of really asking him a lot of questions, we set up themes, mm-hmm. which allowed him to talk. It was more of a conversation. We would bring up, major themes. Like one day we would just only talk about his father. We would go, oh, today's theme is your father. Let's hear stories. And from that, we would gather all the stories that we mm-hmm. used to make the film.
In those stories, were there plenty of hints of the artist that he was to become?
Yes. Yeah, from a very early... That's what I noticed. From a very early age, David Lynch has been drawn towards the art life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by the time he graduated high school, he's had already gone through, five different private art studios. And his fans, the audience doesn't know this, but David went to two different art universities and was an artist before he ever became a filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I think his films are so special, because he treats them as if they're a canvas.
How is he on a set?
I've always noticed David's very detailed oriented, even though he loves these happy accidents that he talks about. You know, like the character Bob in Twin Peaks was a happy accident. It was one of the workers happened to be hiding behind a bedpost
mm-hmm.
when he popped up. And David decided to just keep that in Twin Peaks. And so he became one of the scariest characters in, TV history, Bob. But at the same time, he's also very, detailed. Or he does everything himself, a lot of it. You know, he doesn't he comes up with all the designs and all the, he paints, does the costumes. He has his hands over everything. In a way, a control freak.
knows exactly what lens the photographer is using and
yeah.
what the effect will be of that lens.
Yes.
Well, that's, the best way to manage a project of that complexity is to know a little bit about everybody's job, right?
Yeah. Like I said, he treats it like a canvas, so he, in a way, micromanages everything. But that's why his films have a strong mood, and you can almost feel the texture in the
sure.
films.
Well, it sounds like a fascinating project, John. Thanks very much for talking
Thank you
us.
For having me.
John Nguyen is the director of the documentary David Lynch, The Art Life, which will be screened this Thursday and Friday at the Honolulu Museum of Art's Doris Duke Theater in Honolulu. Got it.